This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And right now, we're joined by Charlie Hides. How are we this morning?
Hi. I'm fabulous. I'm caffeinated and I'm curious about how Dylan's nips are doing.
I think they're a little bit nervous because we have drag royalty and a transatlantic dame in our midst. Yes.
Yeah.
And more nervous.
Yes.
Makes me, which is incredible syntax, is that you've done Breakfast Radio before.
I have done. I started professionally. That was like sort of my first professional gig was doing color on the number one morning drive time show in Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Kiss 108 FM.
Nice. Give them a shout out.
So how do we stack up? Give us the performance review right now.
Yeah, no, it's doing well. There was free coffee and there was some free bananas. So
And we
talked about nips. So get the day off to a good start.
Props to saying bananas. Yeah. Bananas.
I've lived in England for so long. I say water, glass, four-door.
Very fancy.
I say tomato, but then my American accent pops in as soon as my mom's on the phone. So it's kind of, it comes and goes like a grinder hookup.
It does.
But right now we're running a game and we're about to announce a winner.
Have you ever done this on air? The name that sound, name that, guess that sound.
You would have done it a million times.
Or we'd play like 10 seconds of a track backwards.
That's
a good one.
That's next week.
Or we'd play like a half of a second of 10 songs. So like in 2.5 seconds, you'd have 10 songs and you had to name them all.
Oh, name them all. Yeah.
This is just one sound. Yeah. I think it's 6 seconds. And we'll see if you can guess it.
Okay.
And then we'll announce the winner.
All right, here we go.
Right, that's from Scooby-Doo. And you're about to find out that the janitor did it at the abandoned warehouse
It's
an animal.
Eureka?
It is an animal.
Right.
It's not Eureka.
It's Eureka O'Hara. God, she's so loud. Do you know who we're talking about? Eureka O'Hara?
No, I'm not.
She's the one that was eliminated.
Just imagine a refrigerator wearing makeup. Really, really, really loud. I mean, she's so loud, even Marley Matlin told her to shut up.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she's, yeah.
Yeah. That was the week I was a little bit devastated. I came in and I was a little bit devastated because we did Breakfast Radio on a Sunday and Drag Race came out on Saturday for us on the other side of the world. So I would just be.
But I do love Eureka. I just have to get that in. Yeah. I just have to get that in because I realize this is available digitally around the
world.
Hi, Eureka. I love you. You're my sister.
Charlie, what do you think the sound is? What do you think?
A kookaburra? I don't know.
That's good.
They laugh.
They do.
Well,
but
Nick from Darlinghurst in New South Wales guessed it correctly, was able to correctly identify that was a rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros.
It doesn't sound like one. I'll be the first to tell
it
you.
It does.
Is it a rhinoceros
in heat?
No, it was having a good old splash in the water.
Wow.
It was loving life. Didn't sound like it was loving it.
And Darlinghurst is in New South Wales in the lovely city, in the city of Sydney. You've been to Australia a lot. We always like to stack up the cities. There's the rivalry between Melbourne and Sydney. What do you feel knowing that you are in Melbourne right now?
Is this like East Coast versus West Coast? Oh, Biggie versus Tupac?
Yeah.
Sharks versus Jets? The Dannys versus the Kylies?
I think, look.
Tell me about it, Stud.
The Minogue Massive has been...
And Charlie was just talking, Charlie Hides, I should give you your full name, given that we've got Drag Royalty, our transatlantic dame, in with us. You were talking about all your connections to Charlie Puth and the Massachusetts area being a Massachusetts local.
Massachusetts, yeah. Charlie is from Martha's Vineyard and Meghan Trainor. They went to high school together. And they just started recording like videos in their bedroom when they were kids. And then he went to Berklee College of Music, where all the greats went. And that was right around the corner from where I lived. So it was like he's stalking me.
Oh, you're stalking him. Now I noticed on your phone, not that it's rude to look at a gay man's phone, but I noticed on your background, who have you got on your background?
It's a picture of my gorgeous husband.
And James. You've got your beautiful ring.
I do.
I met you at Drag Expo. It's all about drag. Queer Expo last weekend. And you were telling me about the story. And it's so aspirational for those people that are listening who are from the LGBTI community.
Shall I tell it quickly?
Yeah, tell it quickly.
Okay, so this was in 1996, December of 96.
Nice.
James was in Boston. He's from England, but he was in Boston working as a nanny. And he walked into a little coffee shop. with the little kid he was looking after, and I thought, oh, he's gorgeous. And I thought, he's a bit young to have a child. I thought he was older than he was. He thought I was younger than I was. I'm 14 years older.
Oh, cougar.
I know. And we kept on making eyes at each other. There were no apps involved whatsoever. Mm. Numbers were exchanged. I invited him to dinner. He said yes, foolishly. I think it was the Rohypnol I slipped into his coffee. And we had a really nice first date. And at the end of the night, I went to shake his hand. And he said, I'm not having any of that. And he leaned in and kissed me. And 2 dates later, he told me he loved me.
Aww.
And I thought, he is mental.
And he was meant to call you at 6? And you're at the gym?
I was at the gym. He did call. He left a message. And that was back in the day when you'd have to enter you'd call your home phone from a pay phone and it would rewind. You'd enter a code.
Yeah.
And it would say, you have 2 messages. And the first message was, hi, Charlie, it's James. We met today. Like, how many James with an English accent are going to be calling me? And he sounded so disappointed that I wasn't there. Aww. And my heart just melted. And so we went to... Well, it was really quick. By the end of the weekend, 5 days after meeting him, I knew I loved him. And then a couple months later, he turned 19, and I gave him a ring. And then a month later, I had a birthday. And he gave me a ring. And at the time, we didn't think gay marriage was even possible. That was back in the summer of 97.
Wow.
And it just didn't even enter our minds that it was possible. So we just sort of set our own vows and pledged ourselves eternally to each other. And then in it was 2003, the Massachusetts State Supreme Court was the first in the country to say that same-sex would be legal. Mm. And they gave the Massachusetts government 6 months to organize themselves. So in the summer of 2004, we got married in Provincetown, Massachusetts, the gayest town in the world.
And by someone pretty special you got married by?
It was a state Supreme Court appeals court judge that actually married us,
which is fancy, but you had a special guest.
But Eartha Kitt was the performer at we had like a big party and everything, and then James had to perform with Eartha Kitt at town hall, and she congratulated us, and she was like our entertainment for our wedding. It was pretty cool because our whole wedding party went from the barbecue to the town hall to watch Eartha Kitt perform, and he was on stage with Eartha Kitt, and at the end of the concert, she said, I understand you just got married. Congratulations. And the whole crowd went, yeah.
Catwoman.
Yeah.
Very catty.
Not Marge Simpson. Because Marge Simpson would have, you just got married. Oh, that's very nice. Similar.
Similar. And so it's been a beautiful marriage. And one day,
Australia will get it too. But yes. Northern Ireland is fighting the fight as well. If Malta can do it.
Yeah, I'm like, we'll just move to Malta.
Yeah.
Which,
hey, it's beautiful there.
I didn't
and
know.
And Germany. Germany
yeah,
now.
Germany. Yeah. Thanks, Angela. You voted no, but you let the vote happen. send a text to Malcolm Turnbull, our delicious, not useful at all, Prime Minister.
Shots fired, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, no. I had worse on Twitter.
Yeah.
no, all good. Charlie, are you willing to stick around?
Are there more bananas and free
coffee?
There
are more bananas and free coffee.
I'd be more than happy to.
You'll be very regular by 9 o'clock when we go off there.
Look, I think before we go anywhere, we have to get to the bottom of the question beforehand. We're talking about East Coast, West Coast. Well, West Coast.
The Australian equivalent.
The Australian equivalent of Melbourne versus Sydney.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little secret. I've been doing stand-up comedy for like 25 years. You always make fun. You never make fun of the town you're in. So if you're in a crappy place, you save it till you're in the next city. What a dump that last place was. Oh, I love being here in Melbourne. What a great. Oh, wasn't Brisbane a pile of?
Yeah.
And just go. Are you visiting Adelaide?
Not this trip.
Just always go Adelaide.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so you always compliment the city you're in. So this is let me tell you, Melbourne is gorgeous.
Wow, really appreciate it.
Wait, have you already been to Sydney?
It means something.
We've been to Sydney.
Yeah,
we've been to
the show
so,
in Sydney.
Oh, okay, dish on.
It was terrible.
Of course it was. Well, that's what we think here anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and you took a couple shot in front of the Eiffel Tower. Wrong city. It's not Paris. The Opera House.
Yeah, now we were there in 2014, and then we were on an Atlantis gay cruise, and we sailed into the harbor on an Atlantis gay cruise and parked right by the Opera House in 2015. But both times were in the summer. So we didn't expect to go down there and to be freezing our nips off.
No. That's where the nips enjoy the holiday.
It was bright and sunny. We could see our breath. And so we did the record. But Facebook and Instagram Live weren't available back then.
Oh,
no.
Back in 2015. So we tried to do a live feed, and the Wi-Fi down there is rubbish. So
come on, Sydney.
Yeah. I imagine Melbourne Wi-Fi is exemplary.
Daniel Andrews is incredible premier.
NBN.
Gladys Berejiklian, which does sound like RuPaul would say, can I call you Gladys Berejiklian? Yeah.
So I think this settles the debate. Sydney versus Melbourne.
I think so.
Wi-Fi. Usually it's coffee and culture and the people. They say Sydney to look at and Melbourne to live in.
Okay.
So, but that must be the internet thing. It's probably the internet.
So Sydney's like a pretty drag queen. It's like, oh, you're like a pageant queen. And then...
But Melbourne can death drop.
We can death drop. We can win the comedy challenge. We can we can tongue pop. It took me all summer to learn that, and now I can do it on air.
But coming up, we'll be hearing.
You can't do it.
I don't want to live forever.
You don't?
Yes. Well, look, while Charlie practices that sound during.
I've actually been alive forever as the oldest drag race contestant in history.
Well, I was going to say, we went from Marriage to 50 Shades of Grey. So that's interesting.
Exactly.
We don't have the sun out, but we do have a star, which is.
Look how you did that.
It's called a segue, kids. Look it up. We have Charlie Hyde's The Transatlantic Dame.
Yes. Hello.
Very, very,
hello,
very
darling.
Switching between. Obviously, don't want to dwell on it, but you were a contestant on a show.
On a reality TV show. What was it called?
Was it
Great British Bake Off?
Yeah. With Mary Berry. You did quite well on the show.
I did. I did the best Britney impersonation ever. Because people said, like, you know, your lip sync was not up to snuff. Well, I had a broken rib, and I thought, I can't really dance, so I'm just going to do the best Britney ever. Mm. So it was like, it was Britney 2007.
Yeah. You should have just shaved your head.
Well, I was going to, but I was dressed like a slut. I was dead behind the eyes, and I barely lip synced. And I thought I nailed it. That was vintage Britney.
You should have
Britney.
Just dropped some kids. And then you'd have been better.
So you impersonated Britney on the show. I've seen a video online on your YouTube where you do a fantastic Cher impersonation.
Yes,
I've done Cher like 100 times.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not just two characters you're capable of. You're capable of such a range of just fantastic personalities and unique characters, as well as people that we've all seen and watched on TV before.
Yeah, so about 80 or 90 celebrities.
Wow.
Which video were you watching, by the way? Because my X-Tube was private.
No, I sent a few emails around, and I got the links.
Okay.
I
found the private door somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
We got the hookup, don't worry. But what you were mentioning before, you started stand-up 25 years ago.
At the Comedy Connection in Faneuil Hall in Boston.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So did you do like the open mic situation?
I did. Yeah. I quickly though went from open mic to 5 minute, 10 minute middling spots.
Wow.
And within like 2 years, I was a headliner.
Really?
And that was due to radio. That's because awesome. I got exposure on radio.
Okay,
and then you're a personality.
Ah,
you know, they're booking
of
you because you're a personality. So I sort of skipped over a few steps, probably a bit prematurely, to tell you the truth.
I don't know why we're on air, to be honest.
Why? What sort of hecklers? Did you get any hecklers in that?
I didn't often. One time I was with James in Cambridge, Cambridge, England, university town, and someone yelled, "Be funny."
Oh,
and there's nothing you can say to that. It's just like, it's just end the gig. Just go home. But for the most part, people don't they don't heckle me because I've been able to. I've got a foul mouth and I'm politically incorrect. I think once you start to do drag, people think you have to be extremely confident. Would you walk down the street and drag?
Why not?
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay, well, most guys wouldn't, so they just assume you're extremely confident, so they you don't tend to get heckled.
Well, we're all born naked and the rest is drag.
Okay. Really? That sounds catchy.
That sounds familiar.
I think you should coin that. Put it on a tea towel.
Yeah, it's never been said by anyone.
Ever.
It's available on iTunes.
You better work.
Supermodel of the world. I think I've got a career in this. What would be some tips for drag? Because besides being able to tongue pop and being not so awfully bad at being funny, not terrible. What would be some tips into getting into drag? What would be your
practice? Back when I started doing drag, makeup was only available in black and white, and so there weren't YouTube tutorials. So now young kids can watch YouTube tutorials and learn how to get their eyebrows just perfect, and you know, can do an amazing. Before, you know, you'd walk out looking like a booger, and some queen would take you under their wing and show you how to do it. And it took a while, but now with the internet, you can practice in the mirror and take pictures, and then you can Instagram them and filter them and look amazing. And you can buy a lace front. Back when I first started doing drag, a lace front wig I was getting from the guy that did all of Cher's, and they were like $800 back 25 years ago. Wow. And now you can get them for like $100 online, fast, sent from China, overnight express, you know, and they look amazing. So yeah, that's just practice and watch YouTube tutorials.
And you did an eyebrow tutorial making like how to be fierce with your eyebrows. What were some tips of how to just, because you made our Joy presenter, Dean Arcuri, look quite fierce.
Right. Well, there's two things. Two different things that I was covering in that is how to cover. Like Z's got a big bushy eyebrows.
Mm. And, very bushy.
And so that's one of the hardest things to cover when you start putting makeup on. It's the hardest thing to get them flat and smooth.
Okay.
And then, so I showed the technique on how to get them flawlessly covered, and then how to then draw on a fierce eyebrow on top of that, because women's eyebrows tend to be higher with a higher arch, and obviously much thinner. Yours, you look like a caveman.
Yeah, it's true. It's
but if you want to, you've got the beard, so if you want to look like Conchita Wurst, you really need to have a fierce eyebrow.
I'm going for the animal look. You know,
but you're pulling it off.
Yeah,
just so you
thank
know.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm registered at my local council.
Yeah.
I have
the been microchipped.
Yes, I have been.
And it is a sparkling, stunning little cocktail dress you're wearing. And
thank you.
You've got gorgeous legs. I didn't expect you to be wearing Jimmy Choo's today in my honor, but they are gorgeous. Where did you get those?
They're Manolos. Thank you very much.
Oh, they're Manolos? Okay.
They're fakes from Bali.
But it's we're going to go into full plug mode now.
Yeah, you've got something very exciting coming up tomorrow night.
I'm going to be performing. Yes, I'm doing my full-length theater show at the Alex Theater in St. Kilda tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. It's celebrity impersonations, all live vocals. I got a lot of trouble, a lot of stick from people just because I sing live. Why don't you lip sync?
More of a performance. You're showing your real voice there.
Yeah, it's all live celebrity impersonations, vocal impressions, amazing costumes, and it's politically incorrect.
And so there'll be death drops and tongue pops.
There will be death drops and tongue pops galore. If that's what you're coming for, that's what I'll be doing. But as a matter of fact, we have a promo code for Joy listeners.
Wow, look at that. Thank you.
If you go to the website, you want to buy a ticket, it's $10 off if you enter the promo code ROGUE.
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 Are you going rogue?
I am. I'm going Minogue as well. Ah. Did you know that Kylie Minogue and I are close personal friends?
Really?
Really?
Does that shade at Danny? Be like, you know, Kylie. But Danny, no, I wouldn't.
Well, actually, Danny is actually mentioned in the show, and Kylie appears in the show via video.
Nice.
The real Kylie, not an impersonation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I wonder if there will ever be a Kylie Minogue impersonator on Drag Race.
I don't know.
There's been Britney Spears.
She'd like to see Kylie as a guest judge.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
She'd sound like you, though.
They'd have to put a booster seat, though, because she's tiny.
She doesn't sound like...
When we met her in person, she's like 2 foot tall.
And she sounds like you or your partner, James.
She does sound very, very British
very
now.
Very British now. She's not what she was
really?
On Neighbours.
Really? Ditching the Australian accent?
Yeah, she used to be like, oh, Charlene, oh, Scott.
Well, that's
want to get married.
That's what happened. She's lived in England as long as I have, and so your accent does start.
I
to
lived
go.
In London for 3 months. I didn't start sounding.
It takes a little bit longer than 3 months. Not Dylan, like, unless you're Madonna.
Yeah,
you change planes at Heathrow, and 3 minutes later you have a British accent.
Dylan, you were having tea and eating crumpets as soon as you got back. Yeah. So
Dylan, what's the name of the theatre I'm performing at tomorrow?
The Alex Theatre. Oh.
And where is that?
In St. Kilda.
What time is it at?
At 8 p.m.
You are paying attention.
I do.
It would be really nice if there was a promo code.
Oh, it is. It's Rogue.
Rogue.
Oh, really?
R-O-G-U-E.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like Minogue. Don't worry, I listen. I listen.
So I like to ask questions. How long have the three of you been together? And are you a thruple?
Oh, no, we're not like Derek Berry.
Oh, come on. We met a thruple at Queer Expo on...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I met someone that is in a non-platonic relationship with a group of bears as a straight Jewish woman with Asperger's. And I was like,
she's getting all ticked.
If that's what gets you off, then
do you get like a parking medallion?
Probably.
So you can park in the
disabled parking permit, the female Asperger's Jewish.
Is she left-handed?
I'm left-handed, so...
Because that cancels it out.
No, okay.
I see the sign where all these...
The three of us met at university.
Yeah, we met at a
university in Australia that's faith-based. Not that we are faith-based.
No.
Yes.
And we did a lot of campus radio.
Yeah, on Wired, which when I used that on my Grindr name, they did not realize. Wired did not mean just the name of the radio station that I managed and presented on. It meant something else.
Other things. Oh, other things not meant, meant for 9 o'clock.
Yeah. if you're listening, kids, ask your parents in about 13 years.
Yeah.
and they've been doing it for 10 years.
Wow.
No, you've been doing it for 10 years.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, we have. Yeah.
They've been doing each other for 10 years. Yeah. Right? And they aren't out.
Try and guess the top. Try and guess the bottom.
It's a very big will they, won't they?
Yeah.
It's the biggest happen. Sam and Diane ever. Yeah. So.
Well, I think they're versatile.
They're versatile.
I think they flip
are.
A coin and they say, oh, I'm a bottom today.
That's how we usually
keep it. Everybody happy. Yeah. Nobody loses.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with versatility.
We play the who can eat the popsicle the fastest. That's how we do it.
Well, we've got 3 bananas in there at 9 o'clock.
And there's only 3 of us.
Look at that, Matt's. But right now we'll be listening to Skater Boy. Oh. Skater Boy, look, a classic.
That was a perfect segue.
Yes. And I think we're all going to get up and boogie to this one.
That's right, but...
Can that make it any more obvious?
But thank you so much for joining us, Charlie.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate it so much. And everyone, look, get down to Charlie's show. Use that promo code.
Yes, Rogue. Exclusive.
R-O-G-U-E.
Yeah, go to the Alex Theatre website, enter the promo code when you purchase your tickets, $10 off.
Yeah.
And if you're easily offended, stay home or drink a bottle of vodka. Then
or delete your Twitter account so you can't
say it. And Charlie, where can the listeners find you on all of the social medias?
I am Charlie Hides TV across all social media platforms. CharlieHides.
Does your Google Plus go off?
I do not like Google Plus. I've never liked Google Plus, and I will never use Google Plus.
Okay. All right.
I have the profile, and I don't think I've logged into it in about 15 months.
Cop that,
Google. Who needs them?
It's like Fetch. It's never going to happen.
Mean Girls reference as well.
Listen to Laugh Out Proud.
With Z&G Breakfast Edition.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.